Let's take a look at the Gemara in Pesachim, Adaf Kuf Tes Zayin Amid Beis. Omar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Suma Potem Ilomar Hagada. V'omar Amareimar Shalsinu L'Rabbanan De'Bei Rav Yosef. Mandi Omar Agadeta Bei Rav Yosef. Omar Rav Yosef. Mandi Omar Agadeta Bei Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes. And the Gemara assumes that the one who read the Hagada and was Motzi the others was a Suma. And that's a kasha on Rav Acha, who says that a suma is potter, because a potter can't be motzi someone else. Only a bar chiyuva can recite on behalf of someone else, and the other person who hears is yotze midin shomea kohen. But it's crystal clear from this sugya that as far as the mitzvah of Haggadah is concerned, Sipritis Mitzrayim, one person can read the Haggadah on behalf of the others. Whether a suma can or not depends on whether he's chayev. And if you turn to Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amid Beis, a little bit earlier, the Gemara talks about Akiras HaShulchan. This is part of the Shinui that we do on Leil HaPesach in order to arouse the curiosity of the children. And the Gemara says, even if Matzah Umar V'Charos Lefnei Kol Echad V'Evad, everyone has their own Seder plate, as we would call it today, is Ein Okrin Es HaShulchan Elifnei HaOmer Es HaHagadah. HaOmer Es HaHagadah means that one person is reciting the Haggadah on behalf of everyone else. And the Rambam calls it Korei Es HaHagadah in Hilchos Chametz Umatz. In any event, we see clearly from here that one person could read the Haggadah on behalf of others. The Shomim are Yotzei Yidei Chiyuv HaHagadah by listening. And apparently, Bepashtus, what we would say is that we're applying the principle of Shomea Kona. And the Chasam Sofer says it explicitly, Shomea Kona works by Haggadah Shel Pesach, and we derive it from this sugya. The question is, what do we do with the Beis HaLevi? The Beis HaLevi has limitations to the rule of Shomea Kona. Shomea Kaon is meaningful, according to the Beis HaLevi, only for the Gufo Shel Dibur, the Amir itself. And the Shomea, through his Shmira, is considered as an Onet, as if he recited the Bracha, the Kriya, whatever it might be. But here, in the case of Birkas Kohanim, says the Beis HaLevi, when there's a special requirement, not just the Amira, but the Gemara derives from the Pasuk in Sotol Amiches, it says V'Amar Lahem, that it has to be B'Kol Ram, and we've discussed in the past that B'Kol Ram adds a very definite embellishment to the Amira. It's no longer just the bare bones Amira, and that extra element of B'Kol Ram does not relate to the Shomer. The Shomer is not considered through Shomer Kohen as if he said something B'Kol Ram that he didn't do. Although the Mashmiya, the Mavarech, recited the Bracha B'Kol Ram, but according to the Beis HaLevi, apparently that's not enough. The Shomea has to be a Mavarech. And the Chiddush of Shomea Kaone, which is a sugya in Sukkah that we began with, is that the Shomea is considered a Medaber. He's the Mavarech. But to say that he's the Mavarech B'Kol Ram, to add those embellishments of B'Kol Ram, and relate them back to the Shomea as if he recited a Bracha B'Kol Ram, that we cannot do. And if we apply that here to the logic of Haggadah, then here too, like in Birchas Kohanim, there's an additional condition to the Amira. It's not just pure bare bones Amira, as we call it, but it's more than that. We need a kind of B'Kol Ram, because in the mitzvah of Igadita, you have to tell others. It's a mitzvah of Sipur La'acherim, and if it's Sipur La'acherim, then how can it be subject to the mechanism, to the mechanics of Shomea Kaone? Just like B'Kol Ram in Birchas Kohanim doesn't relate to the Shomea as if he read the Bracha B'Kol Ram, so too here, in the case of the Shomea, with regard to Haggadah Shel Pesach, we cannot say that he read it in a way that it's a Sipur La'acherim. And here we come really to the Chazon Ish's territory. He says in Or HaChaim Simon Chav Tes that it's very difficult to accept the Beis HaLevi, because of the case of Kiddush. We know that Shomei HaKohen operates with regard to Kiddush, even though in Kiddush is Halach of Kiddush Halakos. So it's not just the pure Amira. There are embellishments and conditions in the Amira. The Amira has to be recited over the Kos. Or, for example, Megillah. In Kriyas HaMegillah, where we know Shomei HaKohen operates, you need a Kriya Mitoch HaKsav and Karbal Pelo Yotza. So again, we have a condition in the Kriya itself. And based on all these proofs from Kiddush and from Megillah, the Chazon Ish disagrees with the Beis HaLevi. And he says that Be'etzem, the Shomea is Yotzei with the Amira, with the Bracha of the Mevarech, of the Mashmiah. It's the Mashmiah's Bracha or Kriya that links up, that has the Chaloshem Kriya, the Maisa Mitzvah. The Shomea is Yotzei with the Kriya of the Koreh. And therefore, in the case of Megillah, since the Koreh read it mitoch haksav, that's why the Shomea is Yotzei. We don't need that the Shomea actually be a Makadesh or a Mavarech or a Koreh. Shomea Kohen means he's Yotzei with the Mashmiah's Kriya. And therefore, in the case of Kiddush, insofar as the fact that the Makadesh himself is holding the Kos, the Shomea is Yotzei through the Makadesh's Kiddush. It's his Kiddush. And therefore, here too, in the case of Haggadah, the Chazon Ish would be smooth sailing, meaning it would be very simple to explain why Shomei HaKohanah operates with regard to Kriyas HaGadah. The Koreh, who's reading the HaGadah, he's doing it for Acherim. He is implementing what we call a Sipra L'Acherim, and the Shomei could be Yotzei through the Sipra L'Acherim of the Koreh. Of the Koreh's HaGadah. And the question is, what do we do with the Beis HaLevi? And we really have a double question here. Number one, we see clearly from the Sugya on Kuftes Zayin and Psachim that Shomei HaKohen operates with regard to HaGadah. And we're missing, L'chora, that extra element of HaGadah L'Acherim, Sipra L'Acherim. And secondly, what is the Beis HaLevi going to do to defend himself of the two riots that are brought by the Chazon Ish, one from Kiddush and one from Megillah? And the thought occurs to me, and I want to share with you the Minchas Asher. I'll read to you his lines, and then I'll try to embellish it in my own words. He writes, Efsha sheyesh lachalek bein birchas kodem to be'ina batnai be'ofen adibur atzmo, d'haynu kol ram, l'kiddush u'megillah shetna'eim ha'miyuchodim einam bi'etzem hadibur v'ofano, el binyonim chitzonim utstodim d'haynu shikadish alakos shalafonov, o shiyira einam v'toch haksav b'kriyoso. So Rav Asher Weiss wants to distinguish between conditions in the dibur itself. For example, in the case of Birchas Kohen, it's a condition, Emor lehem b'kol ram, as opposed to conditions that are external rather than essential to the Amir itself. Namely, in Kiddush you need alakos, in Megillah you need mitoch haksav. So let me try, if you will, in my own humble way to formulate the logic of the Minchas Osh the way I understand it, and if there's any change here, I take the blame for it. I think what he's saying is that with regard to Megillah and with regard to Kiddush, in the case of Megillah that we need Mitoch HaKsav, in the case of Kiddush that we need Alakos, the Amira per se, the Dibur, does not change. The Dibur is a bare bones Dibur. And the Maisa Dibur, which the Torah recognized, Halacha recognized as the Maisa Mitzvah, is Amira in the classical sense. However, we always differentiate between the Maisa Mitzvah and the Kiyuma Mitzvah. Very often, the Torah will impose conditions that have to be met in order for the Maisa Mitzvah to reach its culmination and clinch the Kiyuma Mitzvah. And in the case of Kriyas HaMegillah, whether he read it Baal Peh or Mitoch HaKsav, the Kriya per se is the same identical Kriya. Nothing changes in the Etzem HaKriya. The difference is that the Torah added another condition, that his eyes, in the case of Megillah, have to be looking into the Ksav. That is already a Tanai in the Kiyuma Mitzvah. It doesn't change or alter the Etzem Maisa mitzvah, the kriya itself. In the case of Kiddush, the Kiddush is the same whether he's holding a kos or not. The Amira remains the same, identical Amira, and the Maisa mitzvah is the Amira per se. There are other conditions that the Amira has to be related to a kos. And that's a tenai that's not in the Etzem HaDibur, but is extraneous to the Dibur. In such cases where the Dibur itself remains identical, then Shomea Kaona works, and we, so to speak, transfer the Amira, the Kriya from the Kore over to the Shomea. And it's as if the Shomea was the Kore, the way we said in the Beis HaLevi. However, as far as other conditions are concerned that are extraneous to the Dibur, those conditions can be fulfilled, can be met by the Kore, or by the Mavarech in the case of Kiddush. So the Kore in the case of Megillah is holding on to a Ksav, and the Mavarech in the case of Kiddush is holding on to the Kos. The Shomea is now responsible, he's considered the Oses HaMaisa Kriya, Maisa Bracha, through Shomea Kaona, and anything that's necessary to fulfill various conditions in the Kiyum HaMitzvah, those can be fulfilled, even according to the Beis HaLevi, by the Mekadesh, by the Mevarech, or in the case of Megillah, by the Kore. Kol Ram is different. Kol Ram in Birchas Kohanim really alters the whole nature and the essence of the Amira itself to a whole different kind of Amira. There's one Amira Balachash, there's another Amira Kol Ram. And the Beis HaLevi's argument is that you can only apply Shomer Kaon as far as the Amira per se, but not as far as the upgrades, those extra notches that have to embellish the Amira. In this case, in Birchas Kohanim, we have the B'kol Ram. Now, let's see how this all might apply in the case of Haggadah. And the Minchas Asher writes that Adayin Kosher, Eich Yotzim Mitzvah Sipritz Yisrael Yidei Shmir Me'achirim, Af Shebevadei Hagdoras HaMitzvah Hi Haggadah V'Sipritz Achirim. And if I read this correctly, Rav Asher Zelig Weiss here is assuming that the Haggadah la'achirim, the Sipur la'achirim, is something that's not extraneous. It's not an outside condition for the Kiyum HaMitzvah, but rather it defines the very Etzem Maisa Amira, the Haggadah per se. There's Kriya and there's Haggadah la'achirim. And that extra increment, to bridge the gap, to cross from a regular classical Haggadah or Dibur to Haggadah V'Sipur L'Achirim, that itself embellishes and changes the essential nature of the Amira. It's a different kind of Amira. It makes it similar to B'kol Ram. So Sipur L'Achirim, according to Rav Asher Weiss, is not just a condition in the Kiyum HaMitzvah, but rather it defines the Maisa Mitzvah. That's the nature of the Amira. The Cheftz of the Maisa Mitzvah requires not just Stama Dibur and Amira, but rather a Sipur L'Achirim. And that kind of Sipur L'Achirim does not lend itself to Shomea Kaona, according to Beis HaLevi. In other words, you cannot change an Amira into a Sipur L'Achirim as far as the Shomea is concerned. His Shomea Kaona makes him an Oneh. It makes him a medaber, if you will, or in this case, it makes him a kore, but not a magid. If magid means to tell a story to others, he's not telling that story. So the mitzvah is not just amira. The mitzvah is telling a story to someone else. You have a victim, you have a listener, he's getting the story from you. That changes the amira per se. And again, if you will allow me to add my own ha'ara here, I would say that perhaps Amira is enough as far as the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is concerned. It's a recitation like any other recitation. True, there should be others around who are listening, but I don't know if we have to have the others around listening. Or let's say they doze off. And certainly if you're applying Shomer Kohona, I'm not sure if every single one who's listening is telling anyone else a story. I mean, he's just passively listening, but the answer is, his listening is considered an Amira. And I understand very well that according to the Chazon Ish, you could argue that the Koreas Haggadah is implementing the Haggadah V'Sipur L'Achirim, and therefore the Shomei is Yotzei vicariously through the Haggadah of the Koreas Haggadah. But even according to Beis Halevi, I think we could say that if the Amira of the Magid here, of the Kore, is transferred over to the Shomea, as if he did the Amira, that would be enough. He doesn't have to institute or implement a Sipil Achirim in actuality. And if we read the next part here of the Minchas Asher, he says, Lule Divrei HaBeis Halevi Misvaraka Shalomar Temahani Shomea Kodem Mitzvah Sipil Tisutrayim. He makes a general observation that to apply Shomea Ka'one to Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim, to the Mitzvah of Yigadit, is difficult even if you go like the Chazon Ish. Because, okay, Shomea Ka'one, but to say that he achieved a Sipri V'Haggadah, I mean, that's like a personal kind of thing. The Torah is asking someone to transmit information to others under the law of Vigadita, the Chiyuv Vigadita. Okay, Shomea Kohone. But Shomea Kohone, to say that it converts the Shomea into a Mesaper, meaning Mesaper Lachem, that's very difficult. That's really stretching it. Even if I accept the Chazon Ish, I think he's saying, I still have difficulty. And therefore, the Milchas Asher, in the next paragraph, says that Ein Geder HaMitzvah Zu L'Saper L'Achirim. He backtracks here. And he says that the premise that we operated until now, that the mitzvah of Sipri Yitzrayim equals Haggadah L'Achirim, is an incorrect premise. But rather, mitzvah is dibur. A man has to recite an Amira. Amira is Dvarim. And the mitzvah is that he should do it in a way that's Biderech Haggadah, Biderech Sipur. Now, Sipur is not defining the Kiyuma mitzvah, it's just setting up the arrangement or the style of the Amira. For example, he quotes the Gemara on Kuf Tes Zayin. The Gemara says, Amein lo ben, shoel es atzmo. Meaning that there's halacha here of Derech She'elu Tshuva. That defines the mode or the system of the Amira. The Amira should be presented in a way that it's almost like a logical education, if you will. It's a, you know, you envision in an imaginary world that you're teaching someone. So you're there in the Haggadah, there's no one else with you. You're sitting around the table, never, like the Lonely Hearts Club band, you know, there's no one around, and you're reciting the Haggadah. Who's there to hear you? But the Gemara says, nevertheless, Bein Olav Ein Atzmo Is Yotze. So the mitzvah doesn't require Lashmiel Lacherim Dafka, otherwise he couldn't be Yotzei Bein Olav Ein Atzmo. But rather the Lacherim element here just defines the nature and the style, if you will, the Tzuras Maisa HaMira. And perhaps in that case, we really go back to the basic bare bones definition requirement of Amira that applies universally in all mitzvahs of Amira that would apply to a bracha in a classical sense, and that's what Haggadah is all about. Again, what is the Amira? What text are you actually reading? That's influenced by this halacha of L'Saper L'Achirim. L'Saper L'Achirim will tell you the style, the paragraph structure, and the logical progression of what you're going to recite. Every recitation has its own text. So if you have Zechirus Yitzis Mitzrayim, the whole year round, so you're going to recite the third paragraph of Kriyat Shema. If you have the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolek, you'll recite the parasha in Kiseitze of HaMolek. If you have a recitation of Mikra Bikurim, you'll recite the parasha in Parashas Kisovo. What parasha do you read in order to fulfill Sipri Yitzrayim? The answer is, it's got to be in a way of Sipri L'Achirim. Don't just read facts, and don't just review the history, the information. You have to do it in a manner that it would be a transmission to Acherim if there were others around, for example, but it's not necessary to have others around. So since the halacha of Sipur L'Acherim is not a halacha of befall, you know, that I need a kind of an act of Sipur L'Acherim, it's only describing the text, as we said, the paragraph structure, the system or the literature of which is the subject of Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim. That itself should be a literature of teaching requiring Shelo Tshuva. And that's the way we describe the Haggadah. And we define the Haggadah. That's the way it was organized. That's the way it was authored by the Chachmei Yisrael. But you don't require Sipul Acherim. Haraya, Yoshev Beino Levein Atzmo. He's the lonely guy, no one's around. He will fulfill the mitzvah of Sipul Acherim without a Lacherim. So to say that Lacherim requires a different kind of an Amira, that's absolutely not true. The din of Lacherim here is only in terms of the body, the substance of what he's going to recite in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And by the way, as a parenthetical insert, the Minchas Asher wants to take this Chiddush and put it into the Rambam. There's a Pella of a Rambam that all the Mefarshim spend a lot of time on in Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph Michametz U'Matzah. After the Rambam establishes the definition of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, he quotes a pasuk Shenemar Zochres Yom Hazeh Asher Yatzasem Mitzrayim. The Rambam quotes Zochres Yom Hazeh as the source for the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Belel Tezvav, and then he writes Kemo Shenemar Zochres Yom Hashabbos. What happens? Why did the Rambam feel compelled to introduce this analogy to Zochres Yom Hashabbos? Who asked the Rambam for that? And there are many, many different answers to this question, but the Minchas Asher wants to suggest another answer, that the Rambam wants to teach us in the very basic, essential definition of the mitzvah, the requirement of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, that even if you're alone, no one's around, and there's no Sipul Acherim, nevertheless it's no different than Zochres Yom HaShabbos. I mean, in the case of Zochres Yom HaShabbos, there's no Vigadita. You're not communicating to anyone else about the Shabbos. There's no active transmission here. What you're doing is Beino Levein Atzmo. So just like in Zechiras Shabbos, it doesn't matter whether it's Yesh Lo Ben or if it's Ein Lo Ben, so too by analogy, in Zohar, Es Hayom Hazeh She'Yatzasi Mitzrayim, you don't require Sipul Acherim. And that's what the Rambam wants to embellish here, that the source for the mitzvah of Sipur is Zochres Hayom Hazeh She'Yatzasi Mitzrayim, not Vigadat L'Bincha. Vigadat L'Bincha is going to come later on in the Rambam, when he wants to tell you that at the night of Tesvav, and only on the night of Tesvav, you're required to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's because Bavur Zeh B'Shoshesh Matzu Morar Munachim L'Fanecha. Or alternatively, according to Minchas Asher, the Vigadat HaBenecha tells you about the Tzuras HaAmira. The Amira, which again is even Beino Levein Atzmo, like Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, but nevertheless the Amira should be done, it should be structured in a way that reflects Sipur L'Acherim Vigadat HaLebincha. And that's a very, very fascinating insight, and I'm very excited about this whole presentation. So again, let's just summarize. In this new round, I call it Roman numeral number 2, as opposed to what we saw until now, Roman numeral number 1, that the definition of the mitzvah of Sipur is Lashmia Ulasapra Lacherim, which would be a basic problem for the Beis HaLevi, how that could work through Shomer Kona. We're saying something totally different now. The mitzvah is Amira. It's not Sipur Lacherim. Haraya Beino Levein Atzmo. Ela what? The din or the requirement of Sipur Lacherim only defines the derech ha-sipur, the derech of this Amira, how to style it. It's a stylistic requirement in the Amira, in the body of the text of the Amira. But as far as the Ikar HaMitzvah, the Maisa Mitzvah is concerned, it's a Dibur like any other Dibur. And a Dibur classically lends itself to Shomer Kona. And therefore the Beis HaLevi is correct. So it's not exactly what we said earlier, that Sipur Lacherim defines the Maisa, and that's what the Dibur is. It's not Dibur, but as we said before, there's a gap here between Dibur and Sipur Lacherim, and you kind of traverse that gap through Shomer Kona. What we're saying now is that the mitzvah is Amira, Kriya, that's it, period. There's no requirement of Sipul Acherim. Sipul Acherim only reflects on the text of the Amira, the Tzura and the Derech Amira. It should be V'derech Sipur. However, The bomb here in the Minchas Asher is the next paragraph. And here, he really gives it a whole nother twist. And I want to analyze that with you today. He wants to suggest that this halacha that we derive from the Gemara in Pesachim, that one person reads the Haggadah and the others listen, that has nothing whatsoever to do with Shomei HaKohanah. But rather, that's the way the mitzvah itself is. The mitzvah is that one person tells another person, or one person tells the entire group. Ein din Shomei HaKohanah, he says in Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. But rather, the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, the definition of the mitzvah, the requirement of the mitzvah is that Echad Mesaper L'Acherim. It reminds me of something that I heard once from my Rebbe, that goes, my money is in Hilchas Megillah, quotes Yerushalmi, that Bar Kappur used to gather together his family and read the Megillah in front of them. And Megillah itself is a kind of Sipur L'Acherim. And the others, who are listening to the Koreh, they actually are participants in this mitzvah. The mitzvah is organized with two parts to it. There's the Koreh, or the Mesaper, and then there's the Shomea. The Shomea is meant to be a Shomea. That's all he's meant to be. And basically, within the framework of this chiyuv, your obligation can be fulfilled in one of two ways. You have two alternatives, and both are fine. And you might even change off in the middle. You can either be the active agent, the Mesaper, the Koreh, or you could be the Shomea, the passive agent. It's irrelevant. You're both equally mishtate if you partner in this mitzvah. And the sum total of the mitzvah is to create this Mesaper and Shomea situation, where one is telling the others, and the others are listening to the story that he's telling. And that's exactly what the mitzvah of Igadat L'Bincha is all about. That the mishtatfim and the sipur are the mishtatfim through shmiya. And they yotzi yidei chov sipur because they facilitate the sipur. So one person is the active mesaper, the others are the shomim. But that's exactly how the mitzvah is organized. That's what the vision, the paradigm vision of the kiyum mitzvah is, that there's a mesaper and a shomea. There's no din of converting the shomea into a mesaper, and there's no din of converting the shomea to an owner, to a koreh. He doesn't have to be a koreh. He is a partner in a mitzvah that has two partners to it. It's like, what should I say, the mitzvah of kiddushin. So he gives her the tabas, and she accepts the tabas. They're both mekayim the mitzvah of kiddushin. Again, it could be women are exempt from the mitzvah. I'm not getting into that whole issue. But assuming the women are obligated, that's the nature of the mitzvah. And, you know, if we go a step further, again, now is not Hanukkah time, but it would be very fascinating to apply this logic to the halach of Ner Ishu Beso and suggest that the chiyuv of Hadlokas Ner Hanukkah is not Hadlokah, but rather it's to set up Hadlokah of the bias in which some are Madlikim and others are Roim. But together, the Madlik and the Roah form an entity of Pirsum Anes. And therefore, perhaps the Shomea Kohanah kind of Svaro or Echad Motzias Hasheni that we normally apply in the case of a Madlik and the others who are around the house, it doesn't have to apply. As long as we can set up a unit of Pirsum Anes, and I don't know how you do that, for example, in the case of Oreach, maybe Ishtatfus Pepruta, once that unit is established, then there's the active agent and there is the passive agent. Together they form one whole unit, one partnership. Here too, in the case of Sipur Tzitzrayim, it's not that every single person is obligated in the Maisa Sipur. Every single person is obligated to be part of the Sipur. How does he become part of the Sipur? Not by becoming a Mesaper. He doesn't have to read the Haggadah. He has to listen to the Haggadah. And therefore, when the Gemara says in Kuftes Zayin that one person reads the Haggadah, he's the Omer's Haggadah, or as the Rambam calls it, the Kori Haggadah, it means that all those who are listening are doing their share and fulfilling their mitzvah through listening. Again, maybe they should go even further and at some point ask questions and actively participate. It's a real educational experience. It's Talmud Torah par excellence. But whatever it is, it doesn't require Shomei HaKohanah. Not everyone has to be the active Mesaper or the active Koreh. One person is the Koreh. And that's the way it works. Again, you might ask, well, one second, if one person is the Korei, then is it really necessary that that Korei be a Bar Chiyuva? I mean, the Gemara says if a Suma would be potter from Haggadah, then he could not be the Korei as Haggadah on behalf of the others. But why not? I mean, he's setting up, he's facilitating this kind of secret shrine situation. Why does he have to be a Bar Chiyuva? And the answer to that is the same that we have in Tekiah. In Tekiah Shofar, we have a mitzvah Shmiah. Right? The Shomer doesn't have to be a Tokeah, but nevertheless, the Tokeah has to be a Bar Chiyuva. It's not just enough for a cotton, let's say, to blow the shofar, created cold shofar, and everyone around, all the Gedolim, are being Yotzi through Shmiah. No. You need the Tekiah of a Bar Chiyuva. That itself defines the entity, the Cheftza Shel Kol Shofar. It's a Kol Shofar that was produced by a Gavra Bar Chiyuva. And that's the Kol Shofar that the other Shomim all around can link up to, and be Yotze with their Shmiah of a Kol Shofar. But that Kol Shofar is identified as a Kol Shofar that has the status, Al Pidin, a Chal Shem Kol Shofar, for the mitzvah shofar, if the one who created that kol shofar, meaning the tokeah, was a bar chiyuva. So too here, by analogy, in the case of CPT's Mitzrayim, you can't just have a child read the Haggadah. The mitzvah of participating, again in a silent, passive way, in Sipa through Shmiah, means but Shmiah of Haggadah. The Shmiah has to be linked up to the Haggadah. The Haggadah itself, to be a Cheftz of Haggadah, to be accepted of the Kriya of Haggadah, it has to come from a Barachiv. So that is an analysis of the Minchas Asher. And just to summarize, we had different stages and different developments. And it could be that at one stage we define the Kriya of the Haggadah as a Haggadah of the Sipal Acherim. And if we do that, then we have a problem for the Beis HaLevi. Or perhaps we could say that there's no Shemei Kohen here at all, but rather just listen, and that's giving you the ping pong, the back and forth of a Sipur or a Haggadah and a Shomea. But the Shomea doesn't have to be converted, transformed into a Mashmia, into a Korei, through the mechanism of Shomea Keone. And this new interpretation of Minchas Chinuch at the end of his presentation, I think, would answer another question. I mean, we wanted to suggest that perhaps the mitzvah of Sipur Tzitzrayim is an amir in the classical sense, which lends itself to Shomea Keone. However, the halacha of Sipur Lacherim, that's sort of an embellishment of the mitzvah. That's not really the mitzvah itself. The Ikar mitzvah, the Mahusa mitzvah, is to recite to others. So when the Gemara says that he can be Yotzei Beino Levein Atzmo, we took that to mean that we have to redefine the essential mitzvah and chova of Sipur Tzitzrayim. That's really just a mirror in the classical sense. But no, I wouldn't say so. And we're free, and we're not compelled to maintain that position. The essence of the mitzvah is not just deeper in the classical sense, but rather Sipur Lacherim. The Sipur Lacherim is the definition of the mitzvah. It's not just some side condition or embellishment to the mitzvah, therefore you can be Yotzei Beino Levein Atzmo. No, being Yotzei Beino Levein Atzmo is a secondary kind of chiyuv that the Gemara has to derive from psukim, but the Iker mitzvahs, we got it to Lebincha Kipshuta. And if that be the case, then we got it to Lebincha Kipshuta redefines the Amira as a Haggadah. We now have that gap that we spoke about before, and we have the problem of Beis HaLevi all over again. But no, the answer is that yes, I accept your definition of Vigadat HaBincha. It is Sipur Lacherim. That defines the mitzvah. But the Shomim are Yotzei by listening to the Sipur Lacherim. There's no Din of Shomei Kohen at all. And that really circumvents the whole problem the objection that we raised against the Beis HaLevi, because we're not dealing in the world of Shomei Kohen. And it would be fascinating to think that perhaps whenever there's a mitzvah pirsum anes, which I want to discuss with you later, maybe Enoch Hidami, you don't need Shomea Kohen. It's a whole different structure and a whole different mitzvah. I want to discuss with you now an essay by Rav Tzvi Reisman called Ratz Kitzvi. And we've mentioned it in the past. It's called Shomei Kona B'Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. And in the body of this presentation, the assumption that he operates with is that Shomei Kona, with regard to Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, if he got it to Mincha, is very problematic according to the Beis Halevi. But rather, it's very smooth according to the Chazon Ish. And the reason for that is he bases himself on a tshuva of Rav Shlomo Kluger in Elif Lecha Shlomo. And the language of Rav Shlomo Kluger is that even if you hold in general that here Kedibra Dami, that's not going to operate for Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? The Eino Doma L'Shar Mitzvah Satluyus B'Dibur. The Dafka Hecha D'Ksiv Dibur Levad. But as I'm reading the Hirke Dibur Domi, Avul B'Yitzis Mitzrayim K'siv V'Yigadet Ol B'Bincha V'Hare B'Inon Shetehei Agoda Hara'uya L'Acherim U'Behiru She'Eino Nishma L'Acherim Klal Eino Yotzidei Chova Behir Zeh. So we see clearly from Rav Shlomo Kluger that your classical Dibur Lechud and your Haggadah for Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim Lechud, your classical Dibur lends itself to Hirik Dibur. But in the case of Haggadah Labincha, there classical Dibur is not sufficient. You need a Haggadah Haru'uya La'achirim. And the problem is that how do we reconcile this with the Beis Halevi? In the case of Birchas Kohanim, the Beis Halevi says that Kol Ram is not something that lends itself to Shomei Kaona. You need a classical Dibur. Here, in Vigadat Bincha, classical Dibur is not sufficient. You need a Haggadah Ru'uya L'Shmiyas Acherim. And that he doesn't do. And that's non-transferable. It doesn't go from the Korei over to the Shomei through the mechanism of Shomei Kaona. But if you all like the Chazon Ish, and the Shomei is Yotze with the Dibur of the Mashmiya, that's great, because the Mashmiya actually implemented a Haggadah Ru'uya L'Shmiyas Sacherim, and that's how the Shomei is Yotze. So according to Beis Halevi, we have a serious problem. He adds over here that in some of the languages used, this phrase is used to describe Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, you'll actually find a phrase Kol Ram. Interesting. Which would mean that the mitzvah of Haggadah, like the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, requires Kol Ram. Where does he find this? He says that the Mishnah Brura in Siman Tofai and Gimel quotes the Chuvas Marshal, and the Marshal writes on Holach Ma'anya, Ditzarach Li Omro B'Kol Ram. Holach Ma'anya. In other words, the Torah calls Matzo Lechem Oni, and the Gemara in Pesachim Adaf Lamed Vav derives from the words Lechem Oni, Lechem Sha'onim Olav Dvarim Harbe. And the Marshal understands that Onim Olav Dvarim Harbe is referenced to Haggadah, but Onim requires Kol Ram. And why is that? Why? Well, first of all, said Onim here requires Kol Ram. So if you take a look at Rashi says over there, Psochim Onim Olav Dvarim, Shagomim Olav Sahalu, Fiomim Olav Sahagod. Okay, so the word Onim here, which in the Torah's language is called Lechem Oni, means that the matzah is there, and we answer all the questions, and we tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's called Onim Olav Dvarim. And that's why it's called Lechem Oni, because on the matzah we're Onim Dvarim. Okay, but how does the Marshal know that requires Kol Ram? So he answers that this is all based on Mikra Bikurim. Mikra Bikurim, the parasha of Arami Ovidavi, is the paradigm for Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. The laws of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim are derived from Mikra Bikurim. And in the pasuk in Dvarim Chavav, in Mikra Bikurim, it says, V'yonisa V'yomarta. In other words, it's not enough V'yomarta, you also need V'yonisa. Rashi in Chumash, over there in Dvarim Chavav, says, V'yonisa Lashon Haramas Kol, very geschmack. No, aromas kol. This is probably the Kol Ram of the Marshal, And he derived it from Rashi Pesachim Daf Lamed Vav, who explains what's the difference between Aniya and Amira. And in Birchas, In Mikra Bikurim, the Torah says, V'yaniso amartus, v'chashi v'yaniso v'loshin aromas kol. It's not enough just to recite Bikurim in a low voice. You have to be very proud of the Bikurim that you're bringing and the Amira that you're reciting. And if the word Aniya, V'yaniso, in Mikra Bikurim, means the kol ram, Rashi calls it aromas kol, then by equation, the Aniya of Lechem Oni, also the word Aniya, V'yaniso, V'yamarta Mikra Bikurim, Lechem Oni in Matzah, which means Onim Olav Dvarim Harbi. It would also, by analogy, V'yaniso, or Lechem Oni, Sha'onim Olav Dvarim Harbi, would mean V'loshon Haromas Kol. And that basically gives us the tshuva of the Marshal. If that be the case, the upshot of this whole presentation is that CPT's Yitzrayim is identical to Birchas Kohanim. The same phrase and the same requirement applies to both, namely by Ramas Kol, by Kol Ram. And if that be the case, then to the same extent that Beis HaLevi denies the possibility of one Kohen being Mevarach on behalf of the other Kohenim, and the others will be Yotzei through Shomea Kohenim, that can't happen because of a Kol Ram, so too, in the case of Sipi and Tzitzrayim, there's likewise a requirement of Kol Ram, and therefore there's no possibility to say Shomea Kohenim, that those who listen are Yotze as if they did not just the regular Amir, but they did a Kol Ramdik Amir. The Beis HaLevi blocks that, and he says that's not possible. That embellishment to the Amir, it doesn't lend itself to Shomea Kohen. However, Lani's Daiti, again, I'm just throwing in my two cents here. I don't see the equation here between Mikra Bikurim, for example, or Birchas Kohenim, and Haggadah and Sipritzis Mitzrayim. There's no equation at all. In Birchas Kohanim, there's a separate halacha derived from a pasuk, and it says Amar Lahem, that you need Kol Ram. In Haggadah, there's no separate pasuk to teach us that you have to change the decibel level of your kol. We're not changing the kol, but rather we need an Amira. You can't whisper it. You need an Amira that lends itself to Shmia. I mean, you know, Lahash would not be sufficient. But this Amira is well within the parameters of a classical Amira, and it lends itself to Shomea Kohanim. Perhaps in the case of Mikra Bikurim, if you would have someone read the Parsha on your behalf, again, I don't know if he'd be a Bar Chiyuva, but Lu Yitzur, he was a Bar Chiyuva, maybe he's bringing his own Bikurim, and you want to be Yotzi with his Kriya, it's identical Kriya, the same Parsha. So maybe one could argue that Shomea Kohanim doesn't operate according to Beis HaLevi because V'yaniso V'yamarta is Lashon Haromas Kol, as Rashi says. There might be Xeris HaKosuv Haromas Kol. There's an extra additional kiyum by screaming it out, by belting it out. And that doesn't lend itself to Shomea Kohanim. But I wouldn't say that in the case of CPT's Mitzrayim, you have to belt it out with pride. I don't know if there is such halacha. I don't know that we derive such halacha from any alfusa whatsoever. Nor vas vigadita. Vigadita means speak it out in such a way that somebody else can hear it. And if no one can hear it, and you're just, whispering it, that's not haggadah l'acherim. But it doesn't mean that there's this new halach of Kol Ram with Xeris HaKosuv and change the whole nature of classical Amira and embellish it and upgrade it. No, none of that applies. All you need is an Amira for Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim. But again, the assumption here in the Ratz Kitzvi is that the halacha of Haromas Kol that we saw in Birchas Kohanim applies in an identical fashion to Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim. The Lechem Oni Sha'onim Olav Dvarim Harbe requires an Amira Bekol, and that's where the Mishnah Berurah, as we said earlier, quotes in the name of the Marshal, Holach Ma'anyo Tzorach Li'omro Bekol Ram. Now, by the way, on the side, you know, this is not a discussion for now, but the paragraph, which is the introduction to Sipur, called Holach Ma'anyo, I would wonder whether that's part of the Sipur itself or it's just an introduction. Most of that paragraph is involved in inviting people. Kol dichvin yesev yechel, kol ditzu yesev yifsach. and we set up the Lechem Oni. Why do we set up the Lechem Oni with that whole Lachma Anya? And the answer is that might be a Kiyum and Achilus Matzah. It's not just that we take a matzah, we eat it. An unidentified, characterless matzah. No, the matzah that we eat has to have a personality to it. It's got to be like a talking matzah. What would the matzah say if we could only hear what it was saying? It would be saying whatever we say on the matzah. So from the beginning, even before we start the Sipras Yisrayim, we want to designate a matzah and point to it and say, Holach Ma'anya. And here's where the Marshal says, Holach Ma'anya is B'kol Ram. I'm not sure if his requirement of Kol Ram applies throughout the entire Haggadah and the Mitzvah Sipras Yisrayim. No, he's talking about this introduction. In this introduction, we want everybody to look at the matzah, take a peek at the matzah, and we're going to recite, and it doesn't matter who says it, Holach Ma'anya, and everybody has to look at the matzah and hear the Holach Ma'anya, that designates this matzah for the mitzvah of Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim, so that we can mekayim the halacha of Lechem Oni, Shonim Olav Dvarim Harbe. But I'm not sure that the Marshal would necessarily require Kol Ram for the rest of the Sipur. He requires it for the Holach Ma'anya in order to, how should we say it, pick up everyone's attention and make sure that they're listening to that declaration that sets up the matzah for the Haggadah, and that relationship between the matzah and the Haggadah is crucial in order to make it into Lechem Oni. And when we eat the matzah, we're eating a matzah of Lechem Oni. We're eating a matzah that has a story told. And that story was told in such a way that everyone around the table could hear it. But again, once again, I come back to my original point. It's not a loch of Kol Ram in the sense of Birchas Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim is a new requirement that changes and redefines the essence of the mitzvah of Kosev Archus B'nai Yisrael. It's got to be a broch of a Kol Ram. Here we're saying, even if I attach a Kol Ram to Sipur, although I think the Marshal is only talking about Holach Ma'anya, but even if I extend the Marshal to the entire Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim, it doesn't mean anything. We're not changing the nature of the Amira. What we're really trying to do is to guarantee that everyone's cluing in. You know, everyone's hearing. It's not just you're talking to the Vant, but you're talking to someone else. Whispering is not sufficient. But here, in the next part of this tshuva of the Ratzke Tzvi, he introduces a whole nother approach to the Beis HaLevi. This is based on the Har Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. And he wants to say that all the rayas from Mikra Megillah and from Kiddush Halakos, which were adduced by the Chazon Ish against the Beis HaLevi, they prove conclusively that the Beis HaLevi is correct in terms of the way Shomei HaKona operates. And the Beis HaLevi is also on board, he's on the same page, and ultimately the Amira is the Amira of the Omer, of the Medaber. And when the Medaber recites Kiddush or Megillah, the Maisa Mitzvah that registers as far as engendering this Kiyum is that of the Mashmiah, that of the Korei, that of the Mevarech. The Beis HaLevi means something else. What bothers the Beis HaLevi is that there's a unique dimension of the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim which requires Kol Ram, because the Mevarech has to be Mevarech the Mizbarech. Notice there's a direct relationship here between the Mevarech who's bestowing the bracha on the people who are receiving the bracha, the audience, the Kahal. And therefore, the Beis HaLevi is right that there's no possibility of Shomei HaKohanim, even if you argue like the Chazon Ish's definition that the Shomei is Yotze with the Kriya of, or the Bracha of the Mevarech the Mashmiah, that wouldn't help me over here. That wouldn't help him. That's good for Megillah Mitoch HaKsav, that's good for Kiddush Alakos, and the Shomei is Yotze vicariously through the Amira and the Bracha of the Mashmiah, whether it's Kiddush or it's the Korei Es HaMegillah. But here's a different halacha. The Beis Halevi is fine with the Chazon Ish up until the point of Bekol Ram in Birchas Kohen, because Bekol Ram means that the Mitzvah HaKohen, his obligation, what's incumbent upon him, is that the Kahal should hear his Dibur, should hear his Bracha. That's what it means by Bekol Ram. And with all due respect to Shomei HaKohen, which is a magical, far-reaching halacha, but nevertheless it cannot engender a mitzius, a reality of the tzibur hearing the call of the Kohen, the bracha of the Kohen. They have to hear his bracha. It's like a personal, intimate relationship between the Kohen and the Kahal. And it's not enough that the Kohen is a mevarech, he's got to be mevarech the call. And that t'nai, that condition of being mevarech l'kol, is outside and beyond the purview of Shomei HaKohen. Shomei HaKohen can make you into a mevarech, but not a mevarech of the call. And if that be the case, then according to the Beis HaLevi, there'd be no problem if Reuven reads the Haggadah on Leil HaPesach on behalf of everyone sitting around, and their yotzei, their mitzvah, each one of them of CPTs, Mitzrayim, Midin, Shomei HaKohen. Because there's no problem over here of Kol Ram. You know, Kol Ram means that the Kohen has to be Mevarech directly, and the Shomea, the Mizbarek, picks up his bracha from this Kohen. And how could the Shomea pick up the bracha from that Kohen if that Kohen never made the bracha? Even if you'll say it's as if he made the bracha, but not vis-a-vis the call. You know, he could say that he made the bracha, that's vis-a-vis himself, he's the Mevarech. But to say that he's the Mevarech HaSakol, that far the Beis HaLevi says we cannot go, that's already outside the purview of Shomei HaKohen. And if that be the case, then one could ostensibly argue that in the case of Kriyas HaHaggadah, the Beis HaLevi would have no problem with Shomei HaKohen, because it's not a case where there's got to be this intimate, close relationship of a Mevarech and a Misbarech. So to summarize this new definition of the Beis HaLevi and of Shomei HaKohen with regard to Kriyas, to Birchas Kohenim, what we're saying is that why is Shomei HaKohen very problematic with regard to Birchas Kohenim? Because the Kohen, through his own bracha, has to make the Misbarech into a Misbarech. That's his chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv beino levein atzmo, but rather it's a chiyuv to create a mizbarech, and that mizbarech is to receive the bracha from the mevarech, from that kohen on mevarech. And if the mizbarech needs to receive the bracha from the kohen, that's lacking in the case where one person, one kohen, is mevarech on behalf of the other kohen. It's impossible to suggest that the other Kohanim will show him that the call receives the bracha from them. There's no Mizbarek through, you know, to set up the Kohen as a Mivarek through Shomei HaKohen, that we can do. But to say that his bracha was a bracha that linked up to the Mizbarek, to the call, that we can't do. In the case of Agad, on the other hand, you have to be a Mesaper. Now, all you need to be Mesaper is Amira. You don't need Kol Ram. There's no special halacha, and there's no special derivation or yalfusa that you have to be mashmiya lachirim the sipur. You need a sipur that's roy, that's fit for others to hear the sipur. That's what it means when it says haggadah lachirim. You can't whisper it because no one's going to hear it. So say it in a way that others can hear it. And I promised you earlier that I wanted to come back to the mitzvah of Pirsim HaNes. And perhaps when we go back to Ner Chanukah and Megillah, which is the mitzvah of Pirsim HaNes, what we need is a Maisa Roy l'Pirsim HaNes. It doesn't mean that Acherim, there are others around, to actually be Misparsem al Yodom. Maybe he's reading the Megillah by himself. Maybe he's lighting Ner Chanukah by himself. But the answer is, he's got to do it in a way that would be Roy l'Pirsim, that if someone were around, he could hear it. But we don't need that he actually has to hear it. It's a way of defining the Amir, that the Amir lends itself to Pirsum, Lafuki, for example, Balachash, but the actual mitzvah of Sipritz Yisrayim and Haggadah is classical Amira, just do it in a way that the Nes is Misparsim, which means it could be Misparsim. It lends itself to Pirsum, as opposed to a case of of Lachash. With Pesach approaching, I want to talk to you a little bit about the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. And how does Shomei HaKohen work in Sfiras HaOmer, or does it work at all? The Gemara in the 6th Perek of Menachos, in Perek Rabbi Shmuel, Samachayim and Beis, Tan Rabbanon, Usfartim Lachem, Shetehei Sfira L'Kol Echad V'Echad. Now, I'm not sure, is the Gemara saying that there's a Gzeres HaKosuf here that's Mafkia, the normal din of Shomei HaKohen, and therefore requires that everyone recite the Sfira by himself, personally? Or is the Gemara coming to Lafuki that we shouldn't think that it's like Shemitah V'Yovel, where there's a mitzvah Safato L'cha? L'cha means that Beis Din represents the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael to count the Sfira. And one could have ostensibly argued that in Sfiras HaOmer, it's the Beis Din who has to keep calculation of all these days in order to reach the 50th day, which is sanctified by Beis Din as Chag HaShavuos. And therefore the Torah said Lachem, as opposed to Lo. Lo would mean the Beis Din representing, as one entity, representing the entire Tzibur. No. Usfartim Lachem, every single Yachin is obligated in the mitzvah Sfira. There may be another mitzvah incumbent upon Beis Din to count the days of the Omer and to be Mekadish the 50th day as Shavuos, but that doesn't undermine, that doesn't replace the basic chiyuv on each and every individual to count the Omer. Now, how he counts the Omer, whether he actually does it himself or he listens to someone else, that's not part of this brisa. That's irrelevant to the brisa. The brisa is coming lafuki, the low of Sfira Shemitah V'Yovel, and applying instead the lachem of Usfartim Lachem to engender a Chovas Yochid. How the Yochid implements that, whether he personally counts or he hears from somebody else, that's not included here in this brisa. That's not the subject of the brisa. Or again, as we said in the original pshat, that Usfartim Lachem means that each individual is required to be sofer, and this by himself, and this lachem is coming lafuki Shomei HaKohen. Of course, the rational mind would want to understand why the Torah would have taken a universal principle and blocked it when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer. But first, let's see, Bechlal, does Shomei HaKohen apply to Sfiras HaOmer? And I want to show you the Tshuvas HaRashba and the Pre-Chadash. Again, in many generations apart, but the Shut HaRashba and Siman Kuf Chav Vav is asked about the Shliach Tzibur who makes his bracha before the Sfiras HaOmer out loud. And he's wondering why is the Shliach Tzibur making the bracha out loud? Nobody is actually being Yotze. Everyone is going to make his own bracha and his own counting. So what was the point to the Shliach Tzibur reciting the bracha b'kol ram? And basically he says the following, that even though each person is going to count for himself, nevertheless the bracha, like any other bracha, can be recited by a Shliach Tzibur on behalf of all the Shomim, and the Shomim are Yotze with Shomei HaKohen. That's what the Tshuvas HaRashba says over here, that Dash HaShliach Tzibur Motzias HaShomim HaShomei HaKohen Vafil Chatchil Kmo Sha'amar etc., that with regard to Halil and the sugi over there, it operates through Shomei HaKohen. So therefore it makes sense that the minug is that the Shliach Tzibur recites the brach out loud, and the reason for that is that he can be motzi those who want to be yotzi with his bracha. And he says that kan ein ikar mitzvah bracha la sfira. In other words, everyone is going to personally count, but as far as the bracha is concerned, that's his choice. He can decide whether or not he wants to be yotze with the bracha of the mevarech, the shliach tzibur, or make his own bracha. He says im yirtza, this is the lashon HaRashba, hashomer yotze dechovas al yodo min habracha v'yachka kol echad sofer liatzmo. And he says, the minig that the Rashba had in Sfarad was that one person, the Shliach Tzibur, made the bracha for the Hallel. Everybody heard the bracha of the Shliach Tzibur. They were Yotze. They didn't recite the bracha again. They went straight ahead to reading the Hallel. Now, he asks a different question here. Let's say the Yochin wants to recite his own bracha, which is our minhag today. He's not being Yotzi with the sphere of the Shliach Tzibur, and therefore he has to make his own bracha. But the problem is, if we paskin that mitzvah ein tzrichas kavana, he was Yotzi already with the bracha of the Shliach Tzibur, even if he didn't have kavana to do so. And therefore, how can he make his own bracha? It would be a bracha of Atola. And the Rashba answers, in the name of the Chachmi Tzorfatim, that mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, that's only stam. You don't have to have a positive bekuva say kavana to be yotze, but ein a rotza lotze. So if he has a negative kavana, not just his neutral kavana, but he has a negative kavana, that he's miskaven shalol lotzeis, that he would not be yotze. Even if you hold mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, we don't shove the mitzvah down his throat. And therefore, those who want to be mevarech their own personal bracha, go ahead and do so. The Shliach Tzibur made the bracha, but he has kavana shalol lotzeis. But in the language of the Rashba, it's very interesting. He says, Im das hayechidim shelo lotzeis besfira shliach tzibur is tzorech lachzor ulevarech. I mean, again, unless there's some sort of loose knot here, loose end in the language, if I take the language literally, it seems like the shomea has the choice whether he wants to be yotze with the sphere of the shliach tzibur. We're not just talking about the bracha. If he has kavana shelo lotzeis besfira shliach tzibur, the Rashba says that he likewise has kavana not to be yotze with the bracha, mistoma, not to be yotze with the bracha, and therefore he has to make a new bracha. That's our minhag. But it sounds like the yachidim in the tzibur, in the kol, have this, each one has his own free choice to decide whether he wants to be yotze with the sphira of the shliach tzibur or not. And that leads us to the Pri Chadosh, here in our Chaim Siman Tov Pei Tes, which is Hilchos Sfiras Omer. And he writes, Humasha Kosov, that's which it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Mitzvah Kol Echav Yechon Lispar Bli Atzmo, says the Pri Chadosh B'Perek Rabbi Yishmael B'Menachos, U'Svartam Lachem Mitzvah Kol Echav Yechon Shei Sofer Li Atzmo. And he says the following, quoting, after quoting the Rashbi, he says, Li olam gam besfira im shama yotze de shomea ka'one kein nira li. He basically says the svara that we offered before, that the halacha of sfira l'chalech vech is coming lafuke, that we shouldn't think that sfira sa'omer is incumbent upon the tzibur as a tzibur. But the bottom line is that shomea ka'one works by sfira sa'omer like it does by any amira and by any kriya. And if this pasuk doesn't teach you lafuke Shomea Kona, it's rather teaching Lafuke the Chovas Tzibur and establishing a Chovas Yachid, then we go back to square one and we assume therefore that the Chiyuv is the mitzvah lends itself to Shomea Kona, and he says that seems to be the case from the language of the Rashba, as we indicated before. So we have the Pri Chodesh going on record as saying that Shomea Kona works by Sfiris Omer. That's not the impression you get when you read the Shulchan Aruch. In Tov Pei Tes, he says, B'leil Sheni, he's talking about the second night of Pesach, Achar Tfilas Arvus, Maschil Lispar Omer, and he says, Mitzvah Kol Echad V'Echad Lispar B'Atzmo. It doesn't sound like he's saying that Yesh Chovas Yochid, that everyone is, each individual is Chayav in Sfiris Omer. He says that B'Foel, the mitzvah requires that each person count his own Omer. And if you take a look at the Mishnah Bura, on the words Lispar Biaxmo in Sivkot and Heir in Tov Pei Tes, he says, Dichsivu Sfartim Lachem, Mashmash HaMitzvah Chal, Al Kol Yochid V'Yochid. V'hinei Mashmash, he said, the Sfira Eino Kmo Shar Mitzvah Satulim Be'amira. For example, he gives Kiddush and Avdol V'Chayotzman. He says, Im Shom V'Chavim Iskavim Lod Yotzman. Here, Shomei HaKon is suspended. Gilsa Torah de lo yotza, kol kama de lo sofar biatzmo. So the way that the Mishnah Berurah understood the Mechaber is the way we did, that the pasuk of Usfartim Lachem is not just to establish that there's a chalos chiv on each individual, but to establish that each individual has to do his own personal sphira, and therefore lafuke shovek ha'oneh. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, apparently quoting the Pri Chadash, that ha'achron yesh me'achron who shekasu the kavodas ha'toy rak shalom name of the mitzvah zuel beznin bilvadkoi. And then he goes on and he says that although this machlokus when shomea kona is operative with regard to Sfiras Omer, nevertheless everybody agrees that as far as the bracha is concerned, that lends itself to shomea ka'ona, and then it's the choice of the listener whether he wants to be yotze with the bracha of the shatz, or he should have kavana shalolatzeis in a positive way, lafuke. And if you look in the bir halacha, he quotes machlokas achronim iamrina bazeh shomea ka'ona, but he machlokas halavush v'chok yakam ima prichadosh. Dalavush v'chok Yaakov hold that, just like it says by Lulav, Shetehe l'kichol kol echad v'echad. He had two, Svartam l'chem, Shetehe svir l'kol echad v'echad b'atzmo. But he says the Prichodesh mekil, but zev v'chei natos note dasa beis Yosef. And that's more or less where it ends. So, Bli Neder, next time we'll pick up a little bit more, if we have time, on Sfiras Omer. This was a very good introduction to the sugya of Shomea Ka'ona in Sfiras Omer. But I think we did a pretty adequate job, I hope you agree with me, with regard to Shomea Ka'ona in the mitzvah of Vigadita L'Bimcha. With regard to Sfiras Omer, what remains to be studied is an essay by the Rashiv of Chevron of David Cohen called Shomea Ka'ona B'Sfiras Omer, and Hashem should give us the ability to do so and learn that together in Mirtz Hashem in the near future.